That does good coming up in just a moment.
I'm Simon Pegg. I'm an actor and an avid fan of The Wasp Factory by Ian Banks. This controversial cult classic was published 40 years ago, and I think it's one of the greatest contemporary novels of our time. I'll be finding out how it was written and the impact this classic has had ever since.
I thought I was writing a book that was a sort of pro-feminist, anti-militarist, macho military machine, a diatribe against that.
Join me for a journey into the book's weird world. It's strange, darkly funny, and full of surprises. Radio 4's Inside the Wasp Factory, with me, Simon Pegg. Available now on BBC Sounds.
Consequences. Alistair faces them in The Archers at 7 o'clock. But now the next episode of Garrett Millerick's new sitcom, Do-Gooders, which follows the fundraising events department at a fictional charity, the Alzheimer's Alliance. This week, the team are off to Wales for a fundraising walk.
Clive, Lauren's upset.
Yes, and in ecclesiastical news, the Pope is still...
You've got to stop talking to her like that.
Actually, I wasn't talking to her. I was talking to a fundraiser.
That lady who's doing a skydive for Alzheimer's.
For Alzheimer's. Have you seen her Instagram? It's just full of pictures of her on previous skydives.
She likes it, so what?
She's just using the charity to get other people to pay for her extreme sport habit. It's infuriating.
Infuriating? Sounds like exactly the sort of thing you'd admire.
Exactly. I'm livid I didn't think of it.
So, what upset Lauren then?
The skydiver was trying to get Alzheimer's to pay for her insurance, so I told her that was insane and suggested she go raise money for a mental health charity. And then Lauren...
Okay, I got it. I take it your brainstorming session isn't going well then.
Every idea I've had has been done more times than a hen do in Blackpool.
You just need to think of something that communicates Alzheimer's to a wide audience. You know, like that mass sleep out that Homeless UK did.
OK. What about a sponsored Guess Who tournament?
We probably need to aim for inspiring empathy rather than causing needless offence.
Sleeping on the streets for one night is needlessly offensive. It gives you about as much idea of what it's like to be homeless as sitting down tells you about what it's like to use a wheelchair.
You know, it's a shame that Harriet didn't go for your Dry January alternative. That one really could have worked.
Yes, but apparently we can't encourage people to abuse alcohol for a month without attracting legal issues.
Memory loss march. Gone but not forgotten.
Do-Gooders by Garrett Millerick, starring Anya Magliano, Lisa McGrillis, Garrett Millerick, Faye Ripley, Ahir Shah, and Frank Skinner. This week, The Walk.
Clive, there's a problem with these T-shirts for the Alzheimer's Memory Walk this weekend.
Actually, they were not made in sweatshops. They're just made by a low-cost supplier.
In India, by children.
Lauren, children love making things.
It's not that.
But what's the issue? They look okay.
Gladys, look at the slogan.
Oh, bugger. Yeah, I'll concede that is a problem.
What, they're not supposed to say that, are they?
In fairness, no, they are not meant to say that.
Well, what are they meant to say?
A walk to remember.
What are we going to do with 200 T-shirts that say a wank?
Yes, thank you. Actually, we can all read.
We could eBay them to hipsters.
Ah, what's one letter between leisure activities?
You shouldn't have been calling it that on WhatsApp all week.
You have to send these back.
We can't, the walk's tonight.
Well, you need to request a refund from the supplier.
We're going to struggle with that too. I just checked it, and that's what I put in on the online ordering form on my phone.
Why?
Autocorrect got a little overzealous. So my phone thinks...
That we're taking 200 old people to North Wales this weekend to pleasure themselves.
Memorably.
You're looking forward to your weekend, Ken?
No. It's the Eurovision Song Contest. So my wife's having her awful friends over to run up the phone bill.
Oh, no,
I didn't realise we were missing Eurovision to go on this night walk.
I wouldn't have had you down as a Eurovision fan, Lauren.
It's the only part of the EU we still play an active part in.
Right. Clive, have you ordered enough water?
Gladys, it's a short trek round North Wales, not the Sudan.
You can't make people do a walk without water. It's inhumane.
The whole place is caked in water. They can lick a hedge or something.
I know you get upset when people say this, but she's right.
Why do you even care? You're not coming on the walk.
Yes, perks of digital fundraising rarely decimates my weekend.
Well, as nice as it is for the drone pilots to be taking an interest in the welfare of the frontline troops, butt out.
What are all these boxes?
We're leaving you.
Every time I see boxes, I dream that's what's coming. It's usually just my wife giving away more of my things.
They're the tiki torches for Clive's event.
Why have you got tiki torches? Aren't candles more traditional?
It's going to look absolutely wicked on socials. Nighttime walk, huge flaming torches, make a real impact.
Have you checked that your budget T-shirts aren't flammable?
That'd make an impact.
Are we taking those T-shirts?
Yeah, we can modify them with a Sharpie.
We wouldn't have to if you just let me order them.
Guys, let's not do this again.
Oh, shut up, Hatchie.
Yeah, stay out of this, actually. Lauren, I put you in charge of ordering the T-shirts last time, and they cost a fortune.
Well, at least mine were ethical.
We made a loss of £7 on every sign-up to the event. How's that ethical? It'd be nice if this night walk made some money.
Well, Clive, why are we walking at night?
To make it a thing. You can't just go on a walk now. People need a USP to get them excited.
Like the possibility of getting lost.
Can we all just try, for one day, to be positive? Good energy.
Have you been microdosing MDMA again?
Harriet won't approve his Peru Trek challenge until he's proven he can handle something a bit more UK-based.
I was wondering why he'd suddenly turned into Annika Rice.
I think it's good you finally lowered your sights a bit.
Actually, there was a 10k deficit error in the budget, and sorting budgets is my superpower. So with one series of night walks, it's fixed. You're all welcome.
Clive, you wrote that budget.
Didn't fancy joining us, Gladys?
She's not joining us. This is my event. I don't need hand-holding.
Gladys, you will be accompanying Clive to North Wales this evening.
Me? Why?
Because there are two VIPs on the walk and Clive will require assistance.
VIPs, nice.
Well, I can't go. What about my kids?
You said your kids are in Disneyland Paris with your ex this weekend.
Yes, and I was planning on enjoying the FOMO with a bottle of wine.
Well, it'll be just like you're in Disneyland with Mickey Mouse here.
Nice.
It wasn't a compliment, Clive.
Yes, it was. Mickey's the leader.
I think she means that you run a Mickey Mouse operation.
Disney is a $200 billion company, and Mickey is the boss.
I'm the boss?
Well, you go assist then.
In my own way, I shall be. I will be at the Liverpool Metropolitan Cathedral for a fundraising dinner.
How's that going to assist me?
Well, Gladys and I can pop by a pew and say a prayer for you.
Well, I can't be in two places at once.
You shall drive me to Liverpool, then pop over to North Wales.
I don't want her taking any credit.
Oh, you can get full credit for whatever mess you've made by the time she arrives.
So I'm a glorified Uber driver.
Oh, Gladys, you're so much more than that. You're a babysitter too.
Have I upset you, Lauren?
No.
I just thought, you know, after the other night, that things were going quite well between us.
They are.
But you told me to shut up earlier.
Oh, look, the last time Clive found out I had a boyfriend, he stalked his Instagram page. It ruined the whole thing.
Made his life unbearable.
No, he found out they'd gone to the same school. I had to dump him.
So I didn't realise that we were at boyfriend stage.
Oh, we aren't.
Oh.
But Clive is a public schoolboy. He's trained to use any shred of information to curry favour or destroy people. There's no in-between.
Well, so what? Do we just be horrible to each other around him?
Or would you rather Clive made tonight even more horrendous or tried to use you as one of his management tools?
I don't really know how to be horrible to people.
Well, just ape what Clive does.
Why do you think I'm taking the piss?
Well, what does Clive always say? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Just do what the monkeys do at the zoo.
You want me to fling my shit at people?
Come on, come on, come on. We've got to finish packing the van. Ken's out of action.
Oh, my back's gone.
I told you to lift with your knees.
You could have helped me with the tiki torches.
This is a Hugo Boss jacket. I didn't want to get paraffin on it.
Suppose I'll get the last of the boxes, as Lauren's being a lazy cow, as per.
Excuse me?
I'm so sorry. Yeah, grab a box and turn it down, Achi. It's getting pretty full in the van. Lauren, you may have to go in the back with the boxes.
Yeah, like one of those bloody economic migrants you're always going on about.
What?
Actually, that's a bit strong, mate.
Genuinely, the conditions are awful. Someone should do something.
Yes, thank you, Clive, but I've borrowed a car.
Great, I'll hop in with you.
No, you won't. Taylor Swift and I are going to spend some quality time together.
Yeah. Solve that. Keep your bloody Swifty. I'd rather listen to Queen's Greatest Hits 2 with Clive in the van.
I'm getting quite jealous. Can I come on the walk?
No, you're not a good fit for the vibe.
Well, we're going walking in the hills with a bunch of old people. Isn't he exactly the vibe?
Fine, but Ken, no eggs before you get in the van. And I'm not stopping every 40 minutes for you to relieve yourself.
I can't go in with the boxes. Not with my back.
Fine, Archie can come with me.
And subject the poor boy to 5 hours of Taylor Swift whinging on because bad man didn't text me back.
Yeah, saw that. Lads on tour.
Right. You've gone for Queen Greatest Hits 2. I'll go Paul Simon's Graceland. We'll smash those two back to back. Then we'll hit up a Burger King. Lads on tour.
Don't I get a say in this?
No. Ken goes with you. It'll be nice. You can listen to Taylor exaggerate about Matt Healy while Ken exaggerates about his back. And we'll see you in Wales.
Oh, for the love of...
I'll get my piss bottle. This hotel is absolutely horrible.
Don't blame me, blame the Lord High God of charity fundraising.
Harriet?
No, Lenny Henry.
Clive, the volunteers have quit.
What? Why?
Well, I don't think you making them correct spelling mistakes on T-shirts and felt pen for 2 hours helped.
Without organising them any dinner.
I did my best to rectify that.
Yeah, it's not his fault the vending machine ran out of Kit Kats.
No, but they seemed fine after I gave my rousing speech. What happened?
Actually, it was being a total arse to them.
No, I wasn't. If anything, it was you.
You two, stop. What did you do to the volunteers?
An old lady was making a very fair point about clothing for the night walk.
Well, it's not our responsibility to tell people to wear jumpers.
That is fair. We didn't tell them to wear shoes either, and they managed that. So she walked out over that?
Well, I thought she'd walked out. Turns out she'd just gone to the toilet.
Then he offered to wipe her ass as well.
Then she walked out.
With everyone else.
What's got into you today, Achi?
I'm sorry, it's just... talking to people like that is really addictive.
Perfect. So Gladys will be here in half an hour, and now we've got no marshals for 200 walkers.
Well, they've been walking for an hour or so maybe Lauren and I could go man the halfway checkpoint?
Absolutely not. You can go with Ken. I haven't got the bandwidth to deal with another lover's quarrel.
What?
Yeah, what? I wouldn't touch her with yours, mate.
Jesus Christ, Achi.
I'm sorry. I'm genuinely sorry. God, there's a wolf.
There haven't been wolves in Wales for hundreds of years. It's most likely a lonely farmer.
We're gonna die out here.
Hopefully.
Where is everyone? I can't see a bloody thing.
New moon. I said it was a stupid idea organising a walk in the dark. Can't you use your torch on your phone?
Well, there's no reception.
That affects the torch, does he? Seems like a bit of a design flaw.
I lent my phone to Lauren as an apology. Hers wouldn't connect to the Bluetooth in her car.
You really mustn't speak to her like that, Archie.
I know. But Clive does.
But Clive's got the face for it. You look like a children's television presenter. If you speak to people like that, you'll end up...
cold and wet and talking to lonely old men.
Well, exactly.
They really should have come over the hill by now. How are we going to see them in the dark?
It stopped raining. They'll have lit the tiki torches. We won't be able to miss them.
Oh, have you got any reception on your phone?
I don't know. I only turn it on if I need to call someone.
Or if someone wants to get a hold of you?
Oh, I don't have any interest in that sort of thing.
Silly what, Gladys? They don't like the English here, do they?
They don't like you, Clive.
Because I'm English.
Why do you always assume if people are off with you it's because you're English or white or straight or a man?
Why else would it be?
Because you insist on speaking to everyone like you're visiting an underprivileged primary school.
I was just sympathising with their barbaric living conditions.
Well, you shouldn't have offered to do a fundraiser for their crap Wi-Fi.
Well, what's the point of having 200 walkers by flaming torchlight if you can't post a video of it?
Just try a little harder with the locals.
What a good idea. Let's go and have a pint in that pub down the road.
No. Where's Lauren? Did she go with Ken and Archie?
No, I was trying to avoid a murder, so I sent her out in the van to get some bottled water.
Well, Ken does get her back up.
No, her and Archie, they've been going at it like my parents at Christmas. Excuse me, sir. There's a phone call for you. Hello?
Clive, why is my dinner being disturbed?
Harriet, you called me.
Have you checked your emails?
Well, there's no reception or Wi-Fi in this cursed country.
Can you stop using words like cursed and backwards to describe where we are?
The road signs are in Elvish.
Clive? Clive, are you there? Right, I'm coming over.
Look, look, everything's going brilliantly. Everyone's happy.
Then why did I just receive 17 complaint emails?
What, from the hotel receptionist?
From the volunteers.
Oh, that was Archie.
Oh, don't try and blame Archie. I've read a tediously detailed account of what was said.
Look, headline is 200 happy people are walking in the Welsh Hills, completely under control.
It had better be, because if there's any further embarrassment, then there will be no treks to Peru. No treks anywhere but the job centre.
It's been hours. Do you think they're lost?
No, you can't get lost in a group of 200 people.
Yes, it is a fairly simple route.
Yeah, and there are volunteers to tell them where to go.
No... Ken, we're the volunteers.
Oh. Well, they'll just be being slow. People are much slower than they're given credit for.
So we just sit here and wait?
It's not our problem. Lauren's out there too. Gladys and Clive are on top of it.
You sure about that?
I'm sure that it's a valid excuse for not getting involved.
How community-minded of you.
Archie. If you do exactly what you're told, nobody can ever blame you.
That's just what the Nazis said.
Exactly. And very few of them were ever prosecuted.
Oh, this is a disaster. Where are they? Oh, thank God, finally some human life. Excuse me, I wonder if you could help me. I'm trying to get up that hill.
Can't let you pass, love. We're erecting a roadblock.
Are you the police? What's going on?
No, we're farmers. The vegan terrorists from London are back. They're staging another protest. Every other week they're up here now.
What are they protesting?
Livestock farming. We've only just managed to clear their tents off the land last week, and now they're spoiling for trouble again.
Well, that's brilliant. More power to them. Is there a phone I can use? I don't have any reception.
Well, there's a call box about a mile back.
Right, well, I'm phoning the police.
Won't do any good, love. We've been on at them for weeks about these protesters.
I'm calling the police to deal with you. I'm a vegan. They have a right to peaceful protest.
It's not very peaceful. Mike Evans said they tried to burn down his sheep farm.
What?
Oh, yeah. Hundreds of them came up over the hill in the dark. Carrying huge flaming torches.
Oh, no.
He said it was the most spine-chilling thing he'd ever seen.
Where are they?
He chased them out into the woods on a quad bike with his shotgun.
I have to get up to those woods.
Sorry, love, roads are blocked. You'll have to join your vegan friends another time. And I suggest you go back to where you came from, London. There you go, Glenys, 2 points.
Thanks.
I got some crisps too. I tried to get some food, but he only had rabbit.
That's cheese on toast?
I don't care how they serve it, I'm not eating a rabbit.
You're absolutely unbelievable. I asked you to try harder with the locals, and the first pub we go into, you prompt a mass walkout.
What are you talking about?
Well, what did you say to those farmers?
Oh, they're having a bit of local bother with some environmental protesters, so they're off for a ruck.
Well, so you bonded over a mutual loathing of eco-activists?
Absolutely. Thanks to Clarkson, people of my social standing can converse pretty well with farmers these days.
Yes, he's quite the Pratt Whisperer.
Yeah, I said to them, I said, Britain would be better off if we just lined up these eco-tits and shot them.
You can't idly encourage farmers to shoot people.
It's just an expression.
They have guns.
They don't even have Wi-Fi.
They're farmers. They're the only people left in British society who are allowed guns.
Well, it's a wonder we don't pay them more then. Harriet, if you just stop shouting at me for 2 seconds...
I will not stop shouting at you! Where are the walkers?
Walking should be done shortly.
What's going on, Harriet? Why are you here?
I've received an alarming answer phone message from one of our VIPs. I mean, there's barely any reception, so I could hardly make it out.
Look, everyone calm down. Achi and Ken are here. They'll know where the walkers are.
Guys, we can't find the walkers.
You've let me down there a bit, if I'm honest.
Actually, when did they come through your checkpoint?
They didn't.
Why didn't you say something?
Ken, help me out here.
South America is very nice this time of the year.
To you two. I mean, you look like tie-dyed aubergines.
Well, the rain made the colour run out of the T-shirts.
And the felt tips came off the correction on the slogan.
Why? Oh, Jesus Christ, Clive.
So, all we've got to go on is Harriet's half-intelligible answer phone message.
Well, could you make anything out?
It sounded like they were running.
They were going pretty slowly for people who were running.
I think they were being chased.
By who? There's no one up here but farmers.
Yeah, the farmers will have spotted them when the rain stopped and they lit those tiki torches.
Oh, no. When did it stop raining?
Like a couple of hours ago.
Gladys, you don't think the eco-activists may actually have been...
No, I shouldn't worry. Of course they are, you absolute moron!
Oh, God.
Clive? Oh, what is it, Clive? Tell me.
Oh, God, this is brilliant, yes. Tell her, Clive.
Okay, now, you're gonna laugh.
I guarantee I won't.
I think some farmers may have mistaken our memory walkers for an ecological terrorist organisation intent on burning down their farms.
Well, there's the USP you were after.
The farmers were aware we were here because you planned this with the local authority.
It's the middle of nowhere. I thought we had a right to roam.
So what you're telling me is you sent 200 unsupervised walkers, stained purple from head to toe, bedecked in tie-dyed T-shirts, bearing the legend, A Wank to Remember.
Well, yes, when you put it like that.
And when this eclectic mob emerged from the inky blackness, brandishing huge flaming torches, the farmers mistook this for something untoward.
It would appear that's what's happened, yes.
What are we going to do?
You are supposed to be babysitting.
Exactly, and it's not like you worked this out either.
I wasn't the one who told the farmers to shoot on sight.
Excuse me?
Look, pointing fingers is not going to get anyone anywhere.
You said you wanted full credit.
Okay, how about we just leave and act like it had nothing to do with us?
Clive, we can't just pretend we aren't responsible for dealing with several hundred people causing a disturbance. We're not the Met Police.
Guys, the walkers, they're being chased by farmers.
We know.
Oh, God, trust old Gen Z to show up screaming about something everyone else has already worked out, eh?
Archie, are you training to start a podcast?
Right, come on, we have to go and round them up.
Aren't the sheep farmers better qualified for that?
Well, it's no longer trending on Twitter, but we had a good 4 days.
Well, what were the chances farmers would have Twitter?
About 100%.
Still, I mean, it's nice of them to post that video for you.
You were right about one thing, Clive. It did look absolutely wicked on socials.
Brought a lovely clan rally energy to the charity's image.
Yeah, I might get hats made. Make Alzheimer's great again.
Oh, the internet do love a pitchfork mob.
You got anything exciting planned this weekend, Clive? Invading Cornwall, perhaps?
No.
I'm going to my son-in-law's stag do.
Ken, he's not your son-in-law if he hasn't married your daughter yet.
Oh, no, they're divorced. It's his second wedding.
Archie, are you doing anything?
Harriet's booked me on a 12-week course at the Gender Equality Centre.
I think it's really lovely you're doing that.
Really?
Yeah. You utter pig.
Right, I've got to go and give a presentation on the walk to the board.
I don't think Harriet's going to let you go to Peru.
Yeah, he's lucky he didn't go to prison.
Good luck.
Don't need it. Last weekend got us in the national conversation for a whole week. It raised a load of money and it's opened up a massive new area.
Defending criminal prosecutions.
They dropped the charges.
No, I manage challenge events. What's more challenging than a walk that turns into a chase? We could do these all over the country.
You're not serious.
I am. It's the most successful memory walk Alzheimer's has put on for decades.
He's right.
How?
Well, no one's going to forget it in a hurry.
That was Do-Gooders by Garrett Millerick. It starred Anya Magliano as Lauren, Lisa McGrillis as Gladys, Garrett Millerick as Clive, Faye Ripley as Harriet, Ahir Shah as Archie, and Frank Skinner as Ken. The producer was Jules Lom, and it was an Avalon production for BBC Radio 4.
And next time on Do-Gooders, the Alzheimer's Alliance gang become embroiled in a bullying complaints scandal. But who's doing the bullying and who's making the complaints? We'll find out next Tuesday evening at 6:30. Next tonight on Radio 4, there's an awkward encounter for Fallon in The Archers. And on Front Row at 7:15, we'll be hearing from Joan Baez about her recently published poetry collection. All ahead after the news.
The controversial maximum security prison, impossible to escape from.
Guns and Brits and sentries and censors. The only way you get out was in a wooden box.
The IRA inmates who found a way.
One of the duties of a political prisoner is the escape.
I'm Carlo Gabler, and I'll be navigating a path through the disturbing inside story of the biggest jailbreak in British and Irish history, hearing from both sides.
Staff were terrorised, and some of them were obviously having difficulty breathing.
Escape from the Maze, on Radio 4,